Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, May 12th, 2014. Now, over the weekend, we were told by the Associated Press that the Mexican government wants to legalize those who are fighting the drug cartels as vigilantes. Some of them are not being fooled, however, by this move by the Mexican government. Now, what they're reporting is that they want these vigilantes who have finally organized themselves to protect themselves after 120,000 Mexicans have died in the drug wars there. In one area, a couple of areas, they have organized themselves into vigilante groups. Now the Mexican government, who has failed to protect them whatsoever, has actually cooperated in its corruption with the drug cartels. Now the Mexican government is coming in and telling these vigilantes that they want them to register and become part of a, quote, rural police force and sign an agreement. Some of them are having nothing to do with that. In a story today in InfoWars, Alex covered this in detail yesterday. There's a video of the radio coverage of the Sunday show, and he calls it 1776 worldwide. The Second Amendment is coming to Mexico. Why? Because the Second Amendment is not a top-down piece of privilege that was given to us on a silver platter by the federal government or by even by the Constitution. The Constitution recognizes this as an organic right that we have as people. This is something that grows up out of our need to protect ourselves from enemies, domestic as well as foreign. And that's what the people of Mexico are coming to realize. That's what we are going to have to realize as well. 80% of the crime in Chicago is being committed as part of the war on drugs. It's not about people owning guns. People owning guns is going to be our only means of defense, as it is in Mexico. We've just seen the Sinaloa cartel go to Minnesota and torture their competition. This kind of violence that we've seen in Mexico is going to happen here in America. And just like the Mexican government, the American government has, of course, been knee-deep in corruption running these drug cartels. As Alex points out, armed with everything from single-shot rifles to AR-15s, these ragtag citizens are stopping cartel members who are raping and killing their families, something the Mexican government has failed to do. And as I mentioned, 120,000 people, this is pointed out in Kit Daniels' article here, and they said this when they were told that they wanted them to register and to become part of the official police force. One of the vigilantes said, "We don't want them to come. We don't recognize them. Here we can maintain our own security. We don't need anyone bringing it in from the outside." That's exactly what is needed here as well. Now, the Department of Homeland Security illustrates that it's not just the drug war, it's also the war of terror. The DHS emails revealing that the U.S. may have a hands-off list of terrorists, VIPs. Now, this was discovered by Senator Grassley, the same senator who joined with Senator Paul last week, demanding to see the letters that were written, the Justice Department letters that were being written by a judge that Obama wants to put on the court that is one step below the Supreme Court. Now, we're not allowed to see those special emails that were going to justify those opinions, that were going to justify assassinating Americans abroad without due process. Now we learn that they have a list of people who are basically hands-off. In this article, I say that Senator Grassley has obtained a DHS electronic mail discussing what could be the hands-off list of terrorists. Now, this was something that was emails were being passed back and forth in 2012 between Immigration and Customs Enforcement and between Border Protection. And they're admitting that there's an individual, and listen to the groups that he was a member of, the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Now, all of these are listed by our government as terrorist groups. And yet, even though this individual was on all these lists, they were supposed to leave him alone. The DHS emails reveal that this particular terrorism suspect had actually taken legal action against the U.S., presumably because the authorities had violated the hands-off policy. They said that he had sued Customs and Border Patrol twice in the past, and that he was one of several hands-off passengers nationwide. Now, what happened was, when they responded to this, it made Senator Grassley angry enough that he went public with these emails. And then he got the Customs and Border Patrol to reply, and this is what they did. They passed the buck off to some other people, the Department of Justice and the Terrorist Screening Center and the FBI. Okay, all of this is under the Attorney General, Eric Holder. the usual suspects. This is the way our government cooperates with the terrorists, the way our government cooperates with the drug cartels, the same as it does in Mexico. The only thing that will keep them in check is an informed and armed citizenry. Now, we look and see what they're doing to the internet. This is the next stroke of where they want to go. And of course, it's the net neutrality, but it's also taxes. As Ronald Reagan pointed out, if it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it. Well, they're already going to start with new taxes on the internet. We see from an article by Kurt Nemo, Killing the Internet, a blizzard of new taxes are in the wings. He looks at a story from the Wall Street Journal and he says, in just a few months, the newspaper's reporting, customers may begin receiving notices from their internet providers that new taxes are on the way. And he says, this is in spite of the fact that everyone in Congress says that they oppose these new taxes. But what's pushing it are lobbyists for giant retailers as well as states who want to tax our sales online. And what they're going to do is they're going to fight against the extension of the Internet Tax Freedom Act, which since 1998 has forbidden bit taxes, bandwidth taxes, and email taxes. And so that's, if it's moving, which the Internet is moving and working, well, let's tax it. And then let's also, if it's still moving, let's regulate it to death so that it doesn't move. Here's an example of somebody pointing out what's going to happen with net neutrality. And this is from TechDirt. We have it up on Infowars.com. Web hosts protest the FCC's net neutrality proposal by limiting the FCC's access to just 28.8K bits per second. Now, that speed, if you remember way back, 56K is what a dial-up modem is. Okay, so this is half the speed of a dial-up modem. And what they're trying to do is point out that if you can slow down some people, you can essentially stop the internet. That's essentially the same as shutting down entire website systems if you put them on slow speed. A venture capitalist, Brad Feld, suggested that one great way to make everybody understand the issue of net neutrality would be have internet companies demo a slow lane. So they might have slow speed as well as a fast speed. But I can tell you from being in some remote rural areas, I already know how that feels. And if it's too slow, of course, you're not going to use it. And people are already used to fast internet. So what did another internet service provider do? Well, one web hosting company, NeoCities, has taken the FCC's IP block and they rate limited the traffic from the FCC to NeoCities' site down to the equivalent of an old dial-up modem. Actually, it's about half the speed of a dial-up modem. I think that's a great point. Now, of course, they're trying to kill the internet because it works, because it's free speech. So they want to tax it. They want to regulate it to stop it from moving. But when you take something like Obamacare that was dead on arrival, what do they do with it? Well, like Reagan said, they subsidize it. $474 million for four failed Obamacare exchanges, reports Politico. They say nearly $500 million in federal money has been spent developing four state Obamacare exchanges that are now in shambles. Now, those four states are Massachusetts, Oregon, Nevada, and Maryland, heavily democratically controlled. Even as Massachusetts is ditching the Romney Care Health Exchange, their totals, they point out, are just a fraction of the $4.7 billion that the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation calculates the federal government has approved for states since 2011 to help them get their exchanges up and running. And what are they doing? Well, for example, Oregon has decided. So what has Oregon decided to do? They're going to go with healthcare.gov. Maybe they haven't seen the memo that that doesn't work. But we see over and over again in these states, that we see big Democrat politicians blaming the contractors. For example, in Oregon, we've got Peter DeFazio blaming Oracle. In Nevada, we see Harry Reid is blaming Xerox. And of course, that's the point of all these exchanges, is to show that the market fails and we have to go to a single payer system in spite of all the subsidies. Now, in Massachusetts, we see where they love big government. They're getting big government real hard. This is a lady who was arrested for being drunk and disorderly. And as she was being taken into custody, she apparently started the voice recorder in her smartphone and put it in her purse. She was taken to police headquarters for booking, and when the officers went through her purse, they found the phone was actively recording the entire process. So now she's been charged with unlawful wiretapping, far more serious than a drunken disorderly charge. That's what happens when you hate freedom. And, of course, it was Massachusetts where mandatory health care started, with Mitt Romney and Ted Kennedy, a bipartisan effort to reward the insurance companies. Now, of course, they don't like people filming them in Massachusetts and other statist areas. What will the Danish people, the Danish police, say about the Bilderberg conference? How are we going to be received? Because InfoWars reporters are going to be there on the ground filming what's going on. And something, in the words of Macbeth, something is really going to be rotten in Denmark when Bilderberg gets there. As Paul Joseph Watson points out in his article, in 2014, former NATO Secretary General and Bilderberg member admitted that Bilderberg attendees are mandated to implement the policy decisions that are made there. Now, the demonstrations against Bilderberg are growing every year as people realize not only is this group real, but the decisions that are made there have a very real effect on all of us. Last year, we had an Italian lawyer request that the public prosecutor of Rome investigate Bilderberg for criminal activity. He questioned whether or not the group's 2011 meeting in Switzerland led to the selection of Mario Monti as the prime minister of Italy. And, of course, he was a banker who was just put into place. Finally, in 2009, a Bilderberg chairman even bragged about how the EU was a brainchild of the Bilderberg group. Of course, that was in one of the very first meetings about 60 years ago. They put forth the idea of the EU and the euro. Now, the topics last year were big data, and we saw people like Jeff Bezos of Amazon. Of course, they're the cloud suppliers for the CIA. We also saw the creators of PayPal and Palantir there, and they were talking about Africa, talking about how they could get control of Africa and loot it in a kind of neo-colonialism. And now we see, guess what's in the news? The Boko Haram kidnapping of these girls and a hashtag campaign that's being conducted by Michelle Obama. An amazing piece of hypocrisy, as Paul Joseph Watson points out, to talk about that and ignore the effect on children that his drone killing and drone assassination program is having. And so there's another hashtag campaign going out, bring back your drones. And there you see the picture of Michelle Obama where she's got her hashtag bring back our girls. And somebody changed the sign and said, nothing will bring back the children murdered by my husband's drone strikes. Very, very true. And there's tons of statistics here. And, of course, when we talk about the assassination of one man abroad, an American citizen, of course, they later got his teenage son, without due process, that is a very important thing, the fact that an American was killed without due process. But we see thousands and thousands of people being killed, many of them children, many of them innocent men and women, being killed by the Obama drone campaign. When is that going to stop? Why is that not important, but some girls getting kidnapped is? Certainly that is important, but it's not as important as the thousands of people that Obama is killing. Well, as we come back, we're going to have a report from Leanne McAdoo, and the occult is actually literally getting in your face with vampire facials. Stay with us.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Shane Steiner. A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Super Male Vitality. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Just when you thought occult worship couldn't get more mainstream, the Illuminati's media is now actively promoting the use of young blood in the quest to live forever.
Well, scientists have apparently found a way to reverse the effects of aging.
Now, this one sounds like something out of the movies, but young blood could be the key to reversing aging.
Some are calling it vampire therapy. Others see it potentially as the fountain of youth.
It was something a cross between vampire and Frankenstein, where they took two animals and they hooked their blood supply together for 4 weeks, called parabiosis.
Imagine if you could turn back the clock 5, 10, even 15 years and reverse the effects of aging.
Fascinating.
It's a fascinating study, actually.
It's so fascinating.
Indeed, fascinating. What once was reserved for gothic novels is now confirmed by scientists. They found that young blood actually recharges the brain, forms new blood vessels, and improves memory and learning. So far, the findings pertain to a particular strain of mice, but if results can be replicated in other strains, human trials won't be far off.
And the beauty business is already using blood to give that youthful glow.
Ever the trendsetter Kim Kardashian got a vampire facial. The gruesome procedure involves the reinjection of the patient's own blood platelets back into the skin in an effort to rejuvenate the face.
I think my skin looks better. No.
Maybe now she can try it with Baby North's blood.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I am open to the thought of looking and feeling 15 years younger, but nobody is explaining who's going to be supplying the baby's blood.
Will we begin breeding humans simply for their ability to donate blood? The value of a child's life has already diminished in some circles to no more than their useful byproducts. An energy plant in Oregon burns aborted babies from Canada to generate electricity. And aborted babies are used to heat hospitals in the UK, their life force used in a waste-to-energy program. And one woman even posted a video of her abortion on YouTube in her narcissistic pursuit of fame.
I just want to share my story.
But what strikes me about this new science is how the belief that the fountain of youth can be tapped with young blood has been around forever. Throughout history, cultures across the globe have extolled the properties of youthful blood. Children are sacrificed, and the blood of young warriors was drunk by the victors. Lady Bathory was rumored to bathe in the blood of virgins to preserve her youthful looks. And, of course, there's vampires who live forever by draining the blood of their victims. And the story goes, vamps find babies' blood the most rejuvenating. Some admit drinking blood for the energy they receive.
I get irritable without it. I get angry. I don't want to leave my house. I want my blood.
Drinking blood is trendy. Just ask Kesha, the queen of occult pop. And Satanists exalt the power found in the life force of children. Details of the history of child sacrifice are written about in Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. A baby must be sacrificed to Satan in exchange for power. Springmeier notes how it's not the family name itself that holds the power for the Illuminati, but the very occultic blood pulsing through their veins. Hence all the intermarrying between these families, to keep the potency of their bloodline pure. Youthful life force is wildly attractive to the powerful, who find covert ways to feed their insatiable thirst. The Franklin cover-up reveals one of the biggest pedophile scandals in the history of the USA. Boy prostitutes 15 years old and younger were taking midnight tours of the White House. And across the pond, BBC host Jimmy Savile was found to be involved in a child sex ring for VIPs. Interesting to note, Savile's good buddy, Prince Charles, is a direct descendant of Vlad the Impaler, who you might know by his other name, Dracula.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Welcome back. Now, as we just heard, as the occult is going mainstream, we see that tonight, in spite of 20,000 people signing a petition that they didn't want to see this happen, Harvard is going to have a Black Sabbath celebrated on campus. Now, contrast that to the idea that just one person filing a complaint about a fundraiser that had a fiesta party theme got that canceled. Not only there, but it trickled out through all kinds of universities in a pushback of political correctness. Here's Leanne McAdoo's report.
Every year, colleges across the country hold annual all-you-can-eat taco fiestas. But apparently, that was a little offensive to some this year. So they ban the word fiesta from college campuses. You can't wear sombreros. You can't wear racially insensitive cowboy and Indian costumes and all sorts of things. Have we gone too far? Should we make fiesta change their name because it is racist and offensive to a handful of people? A lot of college campuses now are having to stop throwing parties that have a cultural theme because people find it offensive. A lot of parties were shut down for Cinco de Mayo, for instance. Why do you think people are offended by tacos, sombreros, tequila?
People just find a bunch of different, like, racial things. For instance, like you said, the taco shirt or, like, sombreros and stuff like that. They think, like, you're making fun of them type things or something like that, you know? So a bunch of people just have different perspectives on things like that.
I don't think it's racist. It's part of someone's culture. It's good to have different...
In different countries, they have American parties. So I don't understand. We don't think it's racist. We think it's kind of cool to see, like, they want to have our type of culture over there. So for us to be sensitive and to shut down Cinco de Mayo parties, that's going a little too far.
I'm the kind of guy that doesn't really get head offended that much, so I think a lot of it's blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
I understand being sensitive to people, but it seems like recently more and more they're getting more nitpicky about what to be offended about. It seems like being offended is the cool thing to be, so.
I don't think so.
No?
The students wear the...
Yeah, well, they basically say they can't have fiestas because having a fiesta is racist.
I don't think so.
What? Look at this liberated person here. Do you think that I should learn Spanish?
Learn Spanish? Oh, my God. I'm sorry, I don't know English.
Okay. I feel like we've gotten very politically correct, taking it to the extreme.
Is that politically correct, though? Is it? Cause, or is it just being really sensitive, like you're saying? Because, I mean, we're here in America, we're supposed to be equality. Any race, that's what we were built upon, and now it's like, no, yeah. No. Don't do that. You're too, I don't know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be about embracing other cultures, but now it's like, no, you can't do that because that doesn't represent me. In this particular case at Dartmouth, it was one girl that said she was offended, and the other students were like, why? It's just fun. It's a fiesta. They're not allowed to say the word fiesta.
It just seems like it's all the rage, you know?
Yeah. Well, it seems like when you go to college and get a degree, that's the new thing, is to fight for these arbitrary offenses against your culture or this or that. Meanwhile, you know, they're playing white privilege blame games at some colleges, and like me as a white person, I'm not allowed to say anything because they're like, well, that's white privilege.
Yeah,
and
check your privilege. Yeah.
My mom didn't pay for me to go to school, but that's what they're saying, is that I had a privileged life and that I didn't work really hard. Should I be offended?
I would if I was in your situation.
Might as well. If
they were like, you didn't build that.
I tried. It's like I tried my hardest to get to where I am today, and for you to take that away from me, that's horrible. And then for them to say, no, we can do it for you, but you can't say anything bad about us. It's like, where's the equalness? I don't know.
Do you think it's okay that only white people should be able to have hamburgers?
No.
We did that.
No, I don't think it's okay. I mean, like myself, you couldn't tell that I'm mixed. My dad's black and white and my mom is Mexican. So I was like, I got everything in me.
Well, apparently now America has become the place where we stop celebrating. It's the Manila envelope of the world.
Manila envelope. I like that.
Yeah. We used it.
Interesting word for it.
We're all Manila.
I think every culture has the right to celebrate however they want to celebrate, and you're not forced to celebrate something you don't want to. Same thing with Christmas or other holidays. It's Kwanzaa. You don't have to celebrate them. Every person has a right to do what they want to do.
Well, it is America. Yeah, I mean, that's...
We were founded on those rights.
Yeah. So you like hamburgers?
Yeah, I do.
And I like tacos. I mean, yeah. I don't get it.
Well, that's it for tonight's news, but stay tuned. Right after the program, Jakari Jackson takes a look at what Ted Cruz's Obama report missed. Join us tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Tune in to PrisonPlanet.tv for an extended broadcast.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Blockit Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own Detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas has released a report detailing the abuses by the Obama administration. The list is well compiled and includes things like misguiding the press on Benghazi, as well as ordering Boeing to fire 1,000 employees in South Carolina. As good as the report is, here are 10 items that it doesn't include. Number 10, the White House ignoring petitions they encourage citizens to file. Now, there are petitions that request the building of a functioning Death Star, but those are contrasted by very practical requests to label GMOs. Number 9. Wasteful spending surrounding the affectionately labeled Obama phone program.
I have another one in my pocket, too.
Baltimore City resident Monique Crawford has plenty of cell phones.
I have about like six in my purse now.
And a few more at home.
Each and every one of these phones work. At home, I know I have about 30, and all of them are on.
But how did she manage to amass such a cellular jackpot?
How long did it take you to get all these phones?
5-10 minutes to get this one. Just now, and I walked out with this one. Just now.
Well, partly thanks to you. That's because anyone who pays a cell phone bill also subsidizes the phones filling up Monique's purse, courtesy of a charge buried in your monthly bill called a universal access fee.
Number 8. Denying a Christian family's request for asylum while granting driver's licenses to undocumented California workers who can sneak past Border Patrol. Number 7. Refusing to debate climate change while intentionally bankrupting the coal industry.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Number 6. The half-baked so-called investigation into the murder of SEAL Team 6.
If your son was killed, Mr. Jones, and they gave you a book with no ink. I was with my mom yesterday. She said, "You're lucky, they're lucky Grandpa ain't alive. He'd be going right through the front doors of that White House saying to Obama." You know, we need some answers here. Somebody has to be held accountable. I just don't want to hear it was a bad plan, lucky shot, all that bull. I need somebody to go to jail. This is murder. This is murder, Mr. Jones. My son knew in June somebody was setting him up, but he didn't think somebody on his own side.
Number 5, blaming Assad for chemical weapons attacks when there is video evidence of Syrian rebels carrying out at least one attack.
Yesterday, the United States presented a powerful case that the Syrian government was responsible for this attack on its own people. Our intelligence shows the Assad regime and its forces preparing to use chemical weapons, launching rockets in the highly populated suburbs of Damascus, and acknowledging that a chemical weapons attack took place.
Number 4, never shutting down Guantanamo Bay, where human rights violations continue to take place.
I have said repeatedly that I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that. I've said repeatedly that America doesn't torture, and I'm going to make sure that we don't torture. Those are part and parcel of an effort to regain America's moral stature in the world.
Number 3, telling his former press secretary to act as if the drone program never existed.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Wow.
And so I would get a question like that, and literally I couldn't tell you what major asked, because once I figured out it was about the drone program, I realized I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Number 2, blatantly targeting the Second Amendment.
What I'm trying to do is to get a broader conversation about how do we reduce the violence generally. Part of it is seeing if we can get an assault weapons ban reintroduced, but part of it is also looking at other sources of the violence. Because frankly, in my hometown of Chicago, there's an awful lot of violence, and they're not using AK-47s, they're using cheap handguns.
And number 1, lying to America's face.
If you've got health care already, then you can keep your plan if you are satisfied with it.
If you like the plan you have, you can keep it.
I intend to keep this promise. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your plan and your doctor, you can keep them.
You'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your plan, you keep your plan.
If you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan.
You like your current insurance, you keep that insurance. Period.
Much like Senator Cruz, we can't include all the abuses because we simply don't have enough time to go through them all. But you can find all these and much more on InfoWars.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.